beautiful music and what an excellent voice. So sweet. Well, the voice belongs to Sophia Rey. She's an Argentine singer and artist who settled in New York to take her voice and the Latin style there. And she's at the other end of the line, while Miriam, this is my name, Sophia, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, welcome to our program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Sophia, can you tell us something about your artistic career there in the States, and why did you decide to settle in New York?
Well, I started my career here in Buenos Aires a long time ago when I was a kid, and it was more in classical music, and I did my undergraduate in opera. I wanted mm-hmm. to be an opera singer. But, you know, there were other interests, and I heard some jazz recordings that completely blew my mind, and I really wanted to explore more the possibility of, you know, using the voice as an instrument, improvising, and I felt a little bit limited here in finding a mentor or finding people that could, you know, help me, mm-hmm. you know, bring this forward. So I found the opportunity to move first to Boston, actually, mm-hmm. to do my master's at the New England Conservatory. It's a school that has a jazz and improvisation program that's really fantastic. And then I moved to New York, which was like something I wanted to do since the first time I visited when I was 16. So it was kind of like a dream on its own, just mm-hmm. to be there, to experience the music of New York, and to be able to share and collaborate with some people that were, you know, my idols and people that I respected musically for so long, and ended up working with them. So it was really quite a beautiful change.
Mm-hmm. Sophia, were you by yourself at that time, or I mean the orchestra, this multinational orchestra that you integrate, was with you at the time?
Well, I put together an octet in Boston, uh-huh. and that was the band that recorded my first album. And then when I moved to New York, little by little, all these musicians started moving also mm-hmm. to New York, and we kept playing for quite a while. And then the configuration of the band changed because the projects changed, and other recordings followed, and required different instrumentation. So after that, I've been playing with a sextet now for quite a while, but I also have many different configurations of my band, from solo to many, many people and that I bring, you know, on the road with me, and that perform different repertoires that I've been putting together over the years also.
And was it on purpose that you are accompanied by a Peruvian, a Colombian, a Guadalupian, or is it just by chance?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, the nationalities are definitely random. They were not chosen because they were from a specific country, but just, you know, in New York, pretty much everybody's from somewhere else. So that's fairly common that in a band you find people from all different nationalities. But of course, the fact that there are several people in my band that are from Latin America, I think they have a lot in common with me, but at the same time a lot more to share from their own backgrounds, their own musical backgrounds. And always the link in common was the fact that they could improvise, and they were writers, they were composers, they were leaders of their own projects. So we're talking about people, musicians that are very you know, they have a very complete, you know, approach to music. It's not that they only play their own instrument, just one instrument and one style. They play multiple styles, and they do quite a broad amount of work in different fields, in education, in as ethnomusicologists, as composers, as band leaders. So that was also something very interesting.
So as following your words, I gather that they also contribute with different folk songs from their own countries.
Of course, yeah. And one thing that's been my interest for many years now is researching more about traditional music from specifically from South America. And because I worked with a lot of bands that, not necessarily in my own project, but in other projects that were exploring traditional music from Peru or Colombia mm-hmm. or Brazil, or I learned a lot from them, and you know, I informed my DNA, musical DNA, with all these different projects. So now I guess I'm combining them all.
Good. One of them is from the Antilles, right? From the West Indies.
One of them is from the island of Guadeloupe,
yeah.
which is a French colony in the Caribbean. He grew up there. He's J.C. Meyer, and he's going to be coming to perform with me for this residency that I'm doing here in Buenos Aires.
And
he played with a lot of really incredible bands, with Angélique Kidjo and Richard Bona, and worked with many, many artists back in France, where he lived for many years.
Yeah.
And now he's in New York. He's been in New York for about 7 years, and he's part of a trio that I have, a trio project, and we are presenting here in Buenos Aires for the first time a project that was put together by a composer that I work with for a long time now, John Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a big figure for the underground downtown music scene in New York,
mm-hmm.
But one of the biggest names in contemporary music in the U.S., now for quite a while, and he is involved in new music and also in world music, in jazz, in Japanese music, in klezmer music, and this is probably the fourth or fifth project that I do with him, and he commissioned these arrangements
mm-hmm.
for a project that's called Masada, that he's been putting together over 15 years now, where a lot of musicians have participated in, Pat Metheny and Medeski, Martin and Wood, and Mark Ribot. And we are going to be part of a whole book that's going to have 10 different CDs
wow.
from different artists that he asked you know, for collaborating in this project. And this is going to be coming out next year, but we're going to be presenting it in Buenos Aires this month in duo with J.C. Meyer.
So you will be putting it up here in Buenos Aires? When exactly?
So we have four performances
yeah.
of four different projects starting on September 28th
uh-huh.
At the Colón Theater, at the Experimental Center of the Colón Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So there I will be launching my latest album, which is a tribute to Violeta Parra, because this year is the 100th anniversary of her birth.
The one called El Gavilán.
El Gavilán, the hawk.
Yeah.
So El Gavilán will be happening on the 28th, which is a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, I will be presenting this album that I was telling about, this John Thorne project, which is Himea. And then I'm doing two concerts at La Usina del Arte
mm-hmm.
in La Boca. On Saturday the 30th is a duo with a Peruvian bass player that has been my longest collaborator. He's been playing with me. He's been working with me since 2002. And we have this duo now for quite a while,
wow.
Where we are exploring music of unknown composers from, you know, the whole American continent, from, you know, from the United States all the way to Argentina,
mm-hmm.
covering, you know, quite a wide range of different styles of Latin American music, and also jazz and singing in Portuguese and Spanish and English. Just duo. It's an acoustic project, and it's just upright bass and voice. And then on Sunday the 1st, October 1st,
yeah.
also in La Usina, we are presenting with the four of us, the three musicians that are coming with me, which are Tupac Mantilla from Colombia. He's a fantastic percussionist and drummer, and he does also body percussion. Jorge and JC and I. we are presenting a brand new project that I'm writing the music for right now as we speak.
I see.
That's more of an electronic music project that also has components of jazz and folk music from South America, flamenco, all sorts of things. So that's going to be on Sunday, the 1st of October.
Sophia, this projects that you bring to Buenos Aires, I guess you will sing them in Spanish.
Yeah, for pretty much all of them, I will be singing in Spanish, yeah.
But when you take the same projects to the States, you sing them in English?
No.
No?
No.
No? No? You sing them in Spanish?
Spanish stays in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Can't believe it. And what about the people?
People actually, they appreciate very much the fact that that's different, the fact that it's in my native language. And I think, you know, music is an international language, so it crosses borders, you know, seamlessly. I think that especially for a New York audience, yeah, or for several other audiences in the U.S., that's really not a problem. Because people are very used to hearing all kinds of languages every day, mm-hmm, not only in musical projects, but just every day. You know, you go to the grocery store and you hear Arabic, French, Spanish, all sorts of languages. So I don't think it's been much of an issue. And same thing in Europe. And it's never been really a problem. I do sing in English as well, yeah, for some projects that I do, but most of my albums, mm-hmm, and most of the projects that I lead, I sing in Spanish.
Tell me, do you think that when you compose any kind of music in one language and you translate it into another, it loses some sort of feeling, qualities, I don't know, something belonging to the feelings that you express when you sing? In the translation itself?
I have never done that, honestly, uh-huh, in my own music. That's what I was saying. I either write a song in English and then I always sing it in English, or I write a song in Spanish and I stick to it. But I don't think so. I mean, if you find a really good translation,
which is quite difficult,
if you think of poetry from some country, poetry which probably is, you know, the hardest thing to translate, if you find a really good translation, I think it still comes across and it's still powerful, but always loses a little bit of the impact that it has in the original language. So that's why I think people connect with it regardless, because it's maybe they will lose some of the poetry when they don't understand the language, but they will still get the impact of the message that you're conveying, and they still get a sense of, you know, the rest of it because of the music. The music is very powerful, so I don't know. I never found it to be much of a problem.
Sophia, you was already awarded, yes, before in the past because of your voice, an international award, I believe, in New York, was it?
Yeah, I have a Grammy nomination for a project that I did in 2009 with Jeffrey Keither. He's a fantastic pianist from the West Coast. And then I got 3 independent music awards, 2 for my latest album and 1 for the one before, Subia Azul.
Okay, so really I wish you this next project will be your next award, next nomination, and of course you win this award because you really merit it. Your voice is really very, very sweet and an excellent voice.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate that you being with us, and well, the success that you deserve, nothing else.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye bye, Sophia.
Bye, have a good day, and thank you so much for
you
the invitation.
You too, have a good day.
네 야라라라레네 바이 야라라라레네